You know, just prior to the reading we have in today's gospel, Jesus had talked about how the temple in Jerusalem would be destroyed and one stone upon another would not remain. And in today's gospel, he tells his disciples that before that happens, that they will be persecuted. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. You know, Jesus did not promise us a life in this world that would be easy. We will all face trials and tribulations as Jesus did as a disciple of his. Those who persevere through the trials will be saved. The key to persevering is remembering what Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are you when people hate you or they exclude and insult you and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. You know, the first reading was from the book of Revelations. And in this book, a spiritual battle between good and evil is described that will take place on earth. But in the end, Christ will triumph over death and the evil one, and those who persevere will be rewarded. You know, that's what inspired the apostles and early followers of Jesus in the early church. You know, one of which was Pope St. Clement I. He also has a feast day today that we celebrate. He was a disciple of Peter and became the fourth bishop of Rome. And he was martyred around the year 100. More recently, we do have the Blessed Miguel Augustine Pro, a priest who died in 1927. Whose feast is today. During the 1920s, the church was persecuted in Mexico. The Mexican Constitution banned religious education. Priests were forbidden to wear clerical clothes or speak in public, and priests had to celebrate Mass in secret. Blessed Miguel was accused and arrested for plotting against the government, and he was executed while proclaiming, "Long live Christ the King." You know, many Christians today are persecuted throughout the world due to their faith. You know, many of the Christians in the Middle East have left their homes and moved rather than give up their faith. And some have died. And their test has truly been tested. We don't face exactly the same kind of trials here, but our secular culture, though, has been trying to make persons of faith practice their faith privately and not publicly. Prayer is not allowed in our public schools. Crosses are not allowed in public buildings. And in our secular culture, in the last several years, our Christian values regarding life and marriage are no longer very closely aligned with the secular culture. And if you listen to the media and some public officials, our Christian values are portrayed as being extreme. And many of us are reluctant sometimes to display our faith publicly for fear of being ridiculed. We should not be ashamed to be known as Christians. You know, at baptisms for children, we ask parents to do a profession of faith. And when they finish, the celebrant says, "This is our faith. This is the faith of the church. And we are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord." And like I mentioned last week, the real test of whether we believe or not is not what we think or feel, but what we actually do. So let's pray for the courage to boldly proclaim the good news to all we encounter through our words and actions. And remember, Christ is encouraging us to persevere through the trials in this world and to trust in them. So let's remember the gospel acclamation: remain faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life.